91X News.
It's Plus One and Cloudy. I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. A postmortem is now being done on the body of a man found yesterday in the Bay of Quinte. Police divers found the body of the 40-year-old Quinte West man around 4:30 p.m. yesterday. The incident started when an off-duty police officer came across an abandoned vehicle at the peak of the North Whitney Bridge around midnight Sunday, with its engine running and the door ajar. She quickly called 911 to get a full investigation when she heard a man's voice coming from the water. OPP spent 4 hours searching that night and resumed early Monday afternoon. Constable Kim Guthrie of the Prince Edward County OPP says there were conditions that made the search difficult.
There's a lot of water, a lot of water surface, or a lot of water area to actually search. There's a lot of luck involved sometimes in a situation like this when you don't have an exact location where he was last seen.
No foul play was suspected. Plans for a new state-of-the-art healthcare facility for residents in the Kingston area are underway. Infrastructure Ontario and Providence Care has released a request for qualification to design, build, finance, and maintain the new Providence Care Hospital. It will be built on the new site adjacent to the existing mental health service facility. If you're heading to a car dealership, you may want to hold off for just a bit longer. According to TrueCar.com, today is one of the worst days of the year to buy a car. TrueCar's Kristen Anderson says if you appear too eager or shop too early in the month, dealers will see you as a needy buyer.
The Tuesday of the beginning of a month tends to be a day where there aren't as many discounts.
TrueCar says you'll likely get a better deal towards the end of the month when dealers are more willing to haggle to unload their inventory. Victims of financial fraudster Earl Jones have reached a multi-million dollar out-of-court settlement of their class action lawsuit with the Royal Bank of Canada. For more, here's Peter Ray.
RBC says the $17 million settlement will not be final until the court approval process is completed and is not material to its earnings. The bank had earlier offered $12.5 million in compensation, but the victims demanded $40 million. Jones was sentenced in February 2010 to 11 years in prison for defrauding more than 150 clients over a 25-year period. Much of the $50 million lost by Jones's clients was held at a Royal Bank branch on Montreal's West Island. Peter Ray, The Canadian Press, Montreal.
TransCanada Corporation, which is based out of Calgary, says it's close to completing plans for a new route for the Keystone XL pipeline project. Alex Bourbois told an agency conference in Texas that the company plans to resubmit its permit request to the U.S. Department within weeks. The new plan for the Alberta to Texas Gulf Coast pipeline will take a different route around Nebraska's environmentally sensitive Sandhills region. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
In local hockey, the Campbellford Rebels will host the Picton Pirates tonight at 7:30. It's game two of the Empire B Finals. In NHL hockey, there are 12 games on the schedule tonight. The Leafs host the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock at the Air Canada Centre. Ottawa is at Tampa Bay, and Calgary is at Montreal. Still in NHL news, Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby has been cleared for contact. It's a big step towards his return from concussion-like symptoms. Crosby went through drills with his teammates on Tuesday. It's the first time the 24-year-old has been a full participant in practice since the symptoms returned after a loss to Boston on December 5th. Crosby says he will play the moment he's symptom-free, but there remains no timetable for his return. In local basketball, the Loyalist College Lady Lancers made the provincials for the first time since 2007. Loyalist's athletic director Jim Buck says despite losing to Fanshawe and Sheridan, the team did well.
Hopefully it's a stepping stone. You know, this year we got to provincials. Hopefully next year, you know, we get through a little bit farther in the tournament.
He acknowledged a few key players, including leading scorer Jenny Thompson, fifth-year player Diane Bowder, top rebounder Samantha Goff, and quick defensive player Amber Burton. Over to the hardwood now. The streaking Boston Celtics can make up more ground on the slumping Philadelphia 76ers in the NBA's Atlantic Division race. Boston enters tonight's home game against Houston, having won four straight, while Philadelphia has lost 8 of 10. The Raps are off tonight. There are 6 games on the NBA schedule. That's sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91X Weather.
Today will stay cloudy till the evening with a chance of flurries. High staying at plus 1. Tonight, clearing this evening and going up to plus 5 by the morning. Wednesday looks to be sunny with increasing cloudiness early into the evening with a high of 11. It's 1 degree. I'm Austin McKay with Renee Rogers with 91X News. On the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.